uno de los suyos conocidos, Rabbi Yehuda, y él, we explained last week, I think, that the Mishnah is teaching us the Yesodos of Inyanei Chassidus, and we started to explain the connection, the importance of Inyanei Chassidus for everybody, not only for Chassidim, the relationship between Avodas Hashem in general, and understanding of the higher levels of Chassidus. And last week we also went into the beginnings of explanation of what it means Chol Masech Yod Shem Shemayim. We concentrated on that part of the mission. Until we complete the whole series, until we complete the whole one part gives a little light on the other part. Last week we talked about the Chol Masech Yod Shem Shemayim. We were giving the emphasis on the question of how a person does Maisei Rishus. And tonight we're going to concentrate on the middle part of the Mishnah. We said in the first time we opened up this Mishnah in short, that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is as follows, that in the Chiyuv of being Kaveit on the Torah, that's how in every Jew, it's like if you put on film, you change the Shabbos, anything else, that has no prerequisites. There are no prerequisites, so it's not really too small. That can't learn Torah. Even after the Arosh of Gomor, the Torah of Yishuam says, Ha'arai Yishai Yishai Zorro of the Rossi. Shemorot, Arosh of Boy Mazir and Mutov. Anybody who's a bit of a Sivri Yafet is courted and invited to the Beis Medrash and has a place in there. Has a place in the Beis Medrash. There's no prerequisites. But for Madrigas in Torah, for that which is the requirement for Chosim by prerequisites, almost predefinitions, without it, he has no right to take upon himself such a status, such a mahalach and aveda. That type of level of Torah has prerequisites. And on that is the dual approach to the area, the middle area of the Mishnah, which explains the Nom La'atzmai, the dual approach to how a person becomes a kli, roi, l'kabel brocha, a person that's shaykh, the inner mitzvah of the Torah, that the Torah should be chal on a person. He has to be a kli roi. And a kli roi requires two things, proper approach to the Torah, and a prerequisite to the proper type of a person in the area of Tikkun HaMidos. We're going to concentrate on the higher side of that area, the inner thing of the Torah, and if we get to it, we'll explain the internal relationship between that and the achana that the Mishnah puts in such short words for asking atzmo. But there's no doubt that everything we're going to speak about, that's all he meant. That's what the Yasi meant. And it's part of that pillar, how he practiced it all such few words. But asking that's from material, but he has the chain usually about this packaging of the understanding of the main or central area of the Sugya of Chassidus is the new role of the special type of Luma Torah Shein Yerushalach. Torah Bechlal is a Yerushalach. Merosh HaKilus Yaakov. Mufush, it is a Yerushalach. Merosh HaKilus Yaakov. It is a Yerushalach. But the level of Torah that we require of is a Yerushalach. And there's a requirement in Torah, there's a requirement for requisites of Tikkun HaMidos. In the Mitzvot HaShoreim, when he's coming to explain the view of Inyan HaChassidus in paragraph Ches in Sefer Shoreim, so we started last week explaining his culture, and he brings the Gemara in Brachos Yud Zayin. He says that the Yisrael HaChassidus is an absolute requirement; it's not a word. These are that are very exact, very bedafka, and we're very sure she in understanding what's the difference between religion and Yiddish. But first we'll hear it in the high road, and then we'll translate it down to Chalala. First we'll hear it in definition of Chassidus, and then we'll try to translate it down to the difference in what Yiddishkeit is all about. Even a goy knows that a Yid is a... What's a Yid? A Yid is a fellow that knows in the book. Well, people of the book. Sometimes they get confused which book, but they're the people of the book. Brains, books, that's the Jew. So why does he have a long nose? Because he sticks in the book all the time. Right? But, it's quite, everybody knows that. In a sense, but what connection is that? What is Clydes so involved? Why is it so central to Clydes or Cius? As opposed to any other religion. Or the difference between each kind of religion, is what I like to say. Actually, he brings the more brothers you die, actually, all shall mold the pay ways and apples to work with Yotzer. So last week we concentrated on the second half. On that last is not because we were Yotzer, and we explained that last is not because we were Yotzer is coming from a fuke, a person that's Mavakish Majigas, a person is trying to attain predetermined, self-determined definitions of what's good and bad, and he's coming to be Masik Majigas, Ayodei, that's overcoming the Koichos of Teva. Overcoming his own needs, sacrificing his own needs in order to his own tears, and coming to some predetermined goals. The Mahalak here is an opposite Mahalak. It begins b'shoyich ha'nefesh ha'ava, and it's tachlis is lasis nachas v'leitz. That's the half I spoke about last week of lasis nachas v'leitz. It was started with an earlier night. Actually, Olam Shalmol of the Torah is an Achas Ruach Yitzchak. A person has based an Achas Ruach Yitzchak, and he's not a Mol of the Torah, so he's not actually at all. Because in Amos, Chosu Vilein Bo Yoyechetz, he got that. Shachochomo, said it right before this, Chassidus Amiti is built from Chodoro Olmuk, Ravino Anochem, Yusra Yisoydus Chochma Rabo, V'tikin Amayis, V'tachas, V'shoyi L'chochomo L'chachero. What's this all about? Why? What Torah? What Torah? What's? Where does the Torah come in to the prerequisites, the definition of anything that's going to qualify for Chassidus and Christians? So, on the end of the parak, he capsulizes the parak and it gives us in very few words the Yisoyis of the Vayim. Let's see it from there. Nimtza klal Chassidus. Hachavas kiyum kol ha-mitzvahis b'kol ha-tzdolim v'ha-tznoyim sh'loyim v'sh'efsha v'hin chareya sh'chassidus m'min ha-pishus. Chassidus and Pishus are two sides of the coins, same coin, el sh'pishus b'lav n'chassidus v'esa. Just like there's tayag mitzvahis esa and shasa leis esa, so the extensions of the mitzvahis esa, the hachavas kiyum kol ha-mitzvahis b'kol ha-tznoyim sh'loyim v'sh'efsha, Mitzare essay is called Chassidus, Mitzare Ha'alois essay is called Chassidus. Vishneim inyan echa, Shehu, Lahoisif al Mafurish, Mashamucha, Lebrun, Lepi Hamitzan, Fereshes, Shiyanachas, Ruach, Reform, Yisbach. Zero Gera Chassidus Sabbat. What did it say? So, Mashi Kibal Maya Rasein, and I heard this from the Stiper, from other Grebim, in Surah Shaygun, Mishtam, Rashtay, Polim, this is a Yisrael Tadas. Not that well known. This is the reason why we're going to spend a little extra time clarifying. Go back to square one. The person finds himself a Baal Bechira. And he has a feeling, hopefully, that the fact that he's a Baal Bechira has something to do with what he should be spending his life doing. Right? And in some definition or another, he would like to accomplish. And accomplishments are defined by going after good Bechiras and getting away from bad Bechiras. Anything that's not going to be predetermined by good prayers or bad prayers, we call that way. I like the Torah says. The Torah gave us this world is a two-road world. At every step of the way, you have two roads. Lefanecho, Shafanecho Yoyim, Esachayim, Esamovus, Esabrocho, Esachlola, I think it says, Vid, Bechartu, Lechay. At every step of the way, every person has two roads. There's a two road in front of him. Life and death and broken cloth. Toyut Pedah. And a person has to make a choice. And what he chooses is what he'll get, both in this world and the next world. If he chose Chayim, you'll have Chayim. If you chose Toyut, you'll have Toyut. If you chose Ra, Klol, Novus, that's what you'll have. And this is at every step of every meaningful act that a person does. Let's start from step one. Every Jew, at least, every Tzvos Olam, theoretically, but every Jew definitely is a Tzenei L'Asis, it's a Nechal, Metzius of a person is that he has a inner voice that tells him that he really wants to leave Tzayf. So step one, every person has what the Gemara calls a Yoyim Sh'omir Al-Taita, which used to be the earlier age, and nowadays sometimes happens in the later age of a Bechor, and a person wakes up one day and says, what's life all about? Where are we going? What am I trying to accomplish? And all of these different terminologies for seeking meaning and direction and path. Boiled down to basic definitions is always going to be, I want to know what's good that I should go after it, and what's bad that I should keep away from it. So every person who avoids of Omdua HaSinai, anybody who's a bit of a Yisrael Hayat, anybody who wants to consider a Jew, the status of Das, from that scholar, is that there is one and only one definition for Tov v'Ra. The definition of Tov v'Ra in its essence, not in it, is the Tzayin Shemayim. Anything that is the Tzayin Shemayim, that's Mitzvah for Tzayin Shemayim, that's Be'chol Eifin, and Ezer the Tzayin Shemayim, or they'll keep away from going something as against Tzayin Shemayim, that's the definition of Tov. And anything that the opposite is the opposite. The definition of Tov v'Ra is not determined by what looks to me more pleasant. Sometimes feeding somebody is toiv, sometimes killing him is toiv. Depends if he's a malek, you know, the next to me. But the cholofen, nothing, no mida is absolutely ra' with toiv. No koyach, the purpose of nefesh, absolutely ra' with toiv. All of the koychos, pirim, the racheruk of the metzias, amiti, right, are all either the etzim toiv that can be groomed, or a parif and get their toiv or ra', depending if you use them right, use them all. Which are two forms of the same thing. Basically, Sayyid of life is used to guide you. But the whole thing, the definition of Tevira is and only is its ancient. That's step one that every Jew has to have pat by the time he's age of three. Okay. When you start out of days, that's what we teach a child. That's what we teach him. What we mean to teach a child, even though he doesn't understand it quite so clear, the first words that we put into our children's mouths, Torah Yitziv Olam Moshe. Well, what do you think? What do you teach them? More fitting. Right? What does he know? He doesn't know what Torah is. He doesn't know what Moshe is. And the parent who tries to start teaching him, explaining to him, is making a big mistake. Because I've been told to try and sit down now and give him a Joshua about the funny Christmas. It's not going to quite that sad. But you have to get the words in. The first words come out of the child's mouth. So as he starts speaking, the Lashon Vayom Shemayim Tishmuyim, as he says over there, Kesheyelad Nasku Ladaba Olam Ladaba B'Lashon Hakodesh Malam Deitayetzi V'Lon Amayshim Amayshim Amayshim. It also came Mutav Malav Ha'Eil Ki Ilukovol. You want to kill your kids? Come to this. Shuvish Rashi Chazal Alach Lamaisim. Do this, you make yourself. Didn't kill them. Rather, if you take young kids, they also didn't. Where's the starting point? Where's teaching is the starting point? Some people are kids at 18, some people are kids at 55. But the whole thing that we're teaching us here is that what's the starting point? The third point is that any discussion, any words that comes out of mouth, any value system that we're going to deal with, we have one statement that everything goes back to. If it doesn't go back to it, we don't talk about it. It's not in our vocabulary. Our vocabulary starts with the receiver on the patient, they should kill us now. And anything that we're going to say afterwards for the rest of our lives is always going to be a direct product in relating back to the first thing that comes out of a child's mouth, the receiver on the patient, they should kill us now. He doesn't have to understand it now, we'll understand it later. We have to implant it as the starting point. At that level, we're doing it on a, what's called nowadays a subconscious level. Implantment. So there's all kinds of understanding of what that process of feeling is all about. On a higher level, we have to do the same thing to ourselves and our subtle understanding of anything what Yiddishkeit is all about. Step one is to achieve elevation. What I'm saying here is the two steps of basic Yiddishkeit. Number one is that any discussion of Torah, like we said before, is determined by and only by Yitzhak Shemayim. And step two is, how do we know what Yitzhak Shemayim is? Anybody tap your shoulder and told you? So if your name is Anovi, if you're Anovi, so okay. But only limited. All Nevuah, because I'll say it was Niskabu Barisinai also. And if it goes against the Torah, then we kill that note. Unless, according to the Rochas, the Rosh Hashanah, that's part of Taylor. Taylor explains that too. But, no, we can't come along and tell you, but the Rosh Hashanah told me to do something else. Why? Because the Mitzvah, Mahus, what it's all about is that the Rebbe Mishlam gave us a world, and he gave us Pchir, and that Pchir is between Chaim and Moses and Tevira. And the only real definition of Tevira is Mishlam Ma'amah. He's not going to tell it to us, but you're not going to know. If your name is Avraham Avinu, then there's another path to go. There are three Giwim, there are three presentations that we have knowing what Mishlam Ma'amah is. Tevira, the Bria, and history. Tevira is the clearest, the Bria is the second, the history is the most cloudy. Shemayim is happening for Ikel, and the Rav Avinu built his world that way until Yitzchus Lo Barabir. But it could only go so far. But if you go down that path and you succeed, then Yitzchus and then the Barabir will be Megala. That's before my material focus. But as all the Shemayim explained already, that's an extremely dangerous path. 99.99% of people went down that path and ended up somewhere else. The mistakes are tremendous, the difficulties are difficult, and why go down a unclear, confusing, dangerous path when we're holding up from after Mount Taylor, and I think is we have, you can go first class. Mount Taylor, the history, the occurrence of Mount Taylor, was the giving of precise, clear, direct, detailed giving of total value system of every aspect of life and death. Everything that there is existence, from the cradle to the gravestone, as they say, everything inclusive, nothing missing. It goes from the highest of highs, people that are on the greatest levels, merchanting are occurring, the study for them, to the lowest of lows, to the menafim, to the Yidivadizor, to the right spin. This whole parsha is where the right set, the made the Shayyik, the Chesmus. And I remember also all of our lives, everybody's there. Everybody's left out. The Torah doesn't need anybody else. All of the world, all of humanity, all of history is included in Torah, everything, everything, everything. But what is the subject? What's the series of Torah, Torah, the word Torah is Hariyah, and what it means is that the Rebbe Mishlam is living it. You want to know? Okay, it's not a secret. If you want to know, I gave you part of the Torah, as I said, in Mitzvah, part of the Chai. And the Torah, as we spoke about before, maybe mention again, the Torah tells us the choice is life or death. It's life or death choice. Which on the surface, we've said this many times before, doesn't need to be much of a choice. The Torah is telling us, you have to know that the world that the Benjamin gave us to deal with is such a confusing world that a person really is a toss-up. There's two worlds to go there, and he's not sure. He has to make a choice. Because there's a possibility to go down the life path, and maybe it's better to go down the death path. Maybe that's what I mean. Really should do. Life and death, don't know. But like Rashi rings over there, and Pumish with the heart of the Chaim and Moshe, father had two sons, he takes his favorite son and says, when I die, this is the good field, take this thing. He's pleading for the heart of the heart. Trust, this is the good. Go after the Chaim and Abroch. Call him and he says, it's not for you, leave it face. He'll take it gladly, he'll run for it, he'll kill you to get it, but let him have it. You, the heart of the heart. Person was so confusing. I really don't know. It can be so unclear to the point that Nisa may look better than Chaim. So what do you want from me? I want it. I don't want it. I need it to tell you. That's what Torah is all. You see that Torah is that it's a clear, exact view description of exactly what is essential in all phases of our circumstances. Therefore, a person always has is theoretically, should be practically the capability of knowing, clarifying, sifting out the pseudo-reality from the reality, sifting out the life and death. And as soon as the picture clarifies, and life is life, and death is death, then the Bechir has already been made. Because when we're in different Rishayim, Bechir, we think of Bechir as what action you take. That usually is not the real Bechir. The real Bechir is below. Person, how he clarifies himself, the reality of the world, how he gets his direction right. Once a person has the direction right, he sees that this is life and that's death. So of course he goes down the path a lot. And we just in Sograin, take for example, nobody hears Michal Shabbos, at least not the news. There are other people out there that are Michal Shabbos. It's very strange thing. It should be, sometimes that Michal Shabbos, sometimes we are, or like a You know, they're used to this way, we're used to that. But the truth of the matter, it gets to the point that a person thinks that the fact that you're showing the Shabbos, yeah, you're not Makabal any stuff. I showed the last week when my parents taught me, that's right. I made the decision, and there you finish. Now it goes, you know, on a Mac pilot. But the Yisrael of Chir, it's not the actions. The Yisrael of Chir is clarifying the situation. There's Poshet, that Shmir Shabbos is Meir of Abba. Every Yid, so that's brought up with Torah, has Torah, knows that Shabbos is Meir of Abba, and Chil Shabbos is Skir. It's not choice. But that is clear. Here it is, living in a world of clarity, where Chaim Morris. Not I choose Chaim, not. But after, this is one little area, maybe, where things are clear. Do you think that the Etzel is clear? Go to the person that doesn't have to tell you and see how confusing it is. And he'll tell you in many, many ways how you people die once a week. Turn off the world. We live, you die. Beach, anything. Yeah, live it up. Yeah, what is it? Yeah. Life is called that. Yeah. Okay. You read that. The Maharish had it all wrong. I mean, the Poshas. They really don't know. They really don't know. And they so don't know that they're convinced that you're crazy. They're 100% convinced that well, these are the people that don't know. But anyway, Bikitsu, back up to the Sidus. Absolute requirement for anything to be Hasidus, is that it has to come from Torah. If a person wants to have a kumbh asay, a shleisus, a precursor of Hasidus, an additional activity that he wants to do in his avodas Hashem, he could have a makor from the Torah. If he didn't get it from the Torah, then he's not being Isaac in Hasidus. It's being Isaac in many different possible madrigas of Rab. I don't want to go too far off in describing where it goes to because it's a special subject of understanding the Ra, the Hasidic, the bad Chassid, that all the Rishonim can deal with and explain. There are certain religions that specialize in these type of people where a person can come to the point of sacrificing all of what a person considers the HR. Desires, pleasures, for the ultimate Yetzirah of being a big shot, of being in his own eyes a great name. Basically, the bottom line is that he turns himself into a Reizor. This is the Reizor, the Spitz of Reizor, the Geyser, where he worships himself. And the Tachlis is that I should be great. Could be that everybody should know it, even worse, nobody should know. Mm-hmm. But you got the tachas is not lasting tachas for yitzvah, and if the tachas is not lasting tachas for yitzvah, so then there's tachas is to mevakish majegis to try to accomplish all kinds of accomplishments, and the yitzvah, if he has tachas ruach, it doesn't bother him, nothing against it. That's not the source of how I decide what I want to do and what I don't. Such a person will decide to take things that are, will accomplish his desire to become great. And sometimes, even if he has to pay the price of doing smaller bears along the way, step on somebody's toes along the way. But since the tremendous accomplishments that will come out of it, so the sacrifice that he makes in Tzom Shemayim is worth it. The terrifying part of it is that it's not totally false. That, you know, a person goes down that path and accomplish and become key either a great person, even a very great person, because the Yetzer Hara is going to help him. The Yetzer Hara, this is his pride, accomplishment of the generation. He can have one of these sort of greats, and he can win the whole generation. This is a danger not only for that individual, but it's a danger for the whole generation. The absolute requirement for something to be Torah, something to be Hasidus, all be Torah, is that any mice of Hasidus, both in the positive and the negative, has its source in Kodesh and Nefesh, Avos Hashem, like we spoke last week, its Tachlis, Lashon Tachlis, Ruach HaYetzer only, and its definition solely and only Yetzer Shemayim, with its whole source of knowing what is Yetzer Shemayim, the Torah. And that's why every Chmaisa Chassidus, like the Chassidus Shalom says over here, all from the Chassidus on the Precious level, must be defined by learning Oymek in the mitzvahs, and be Meicher Gam Nem Becholat Stadim, Sha'ucha Lidoin, Sha'atzain Yisbarach Hovetzboi. After from the Torah, from the mitzvahs, you never break with the idea of how to learn such a level of Chokm of the Retail, that it can be done near Hatea, that this is Yitzain Yisbarach. And therefore, it's our Chavos Kiva Mitzvahs Becholat Stadim Mekoyim Sha'ayushash. But if it's not coming from the Torah, if it's some idea that I found in my heart flying around, and I decided that fasting makes a person great. I decided that wisdom makes a person great. Anything, I can take anything. Anything, any ism in the world is usually based on one of these things. I found something in the, wherever I found it, but not based on it. I made myself in a religion, and the center of that religion is myself. Tachas of the religion, instead of being asked to ask about the Kuruha Yotzer, is the Rasis Atzma Great, from a great man. The definitions don't come from the Torah, and the source of Kuruhas and Nefesh is Gaiva. In Torah, in Chassidus Amiti, it must be an absolute requirement that the every Maisa has its direct source, has to be rooted in Torah, because that's the only proper definition of Torah. If it's not coming from that, then just one little bit more explanation. What's it, why is it so crucial, why is it so basic? Because all the way back in the sources of thinking about how the world is created, there is two basic full of type. A person is full of raw, and a person is full of type. What's this mishmash? And there are two basic approaches. All the rest are only propped into the same thing. Either that you say that in the final form, when push comes to shove, you say that these came from different sources. And tape comes from the bench, and ayah comes from some other source. And then tape is a reality and ra is an equal reality, having a separate source. This is the yisay of all the Zohar. And today's form is called Christianity, atheism, or Western society. It's all the same site. And the other is monotheism, which is called, which the site is that all of the opposites and all of the extremes in the world, up to the ultimate extreme, which is taking that, are all direct products and the ruling of its own Shemayim and only that. And that's all that it is. True, it needs more explanation, there's some complications over here, and details that he's going through, but be Yisraelish or whatever. And the evangelist in his Kulei Toiv, and his Olam that he created is Kulei Toiv. However, he created a world where part of that Toiv is not in his God. And the Dafe was Malik Chayek Mituvay, in order to create a whole system of Pechira and the capability of accomplishment of man. But if today, we're Mivorach in Emes, and we're not allowed to Mivorach Ha'arot at the even make it, there's not a lot to the Ebenish. And you have to Mivorach Ha'fil HaSoga, and HaSoga Shalono is Dayan Emes. Our loss of Lovay, then Kulay at the even make it. In Barucho, so Christ has to know that today, just Tev, and on that we say Tev and make it, and Nesrano we say Dayan Emes. In our Soga side, Muna, that's what we say in Pirishma Shema Yisrael Hashem Rukin Hashem Echad. Hashem that is now by us clear as Echad. Also the Yisrael says the Chumash Akalorah. The Givui of the Chibur of Toivera, all of the processes of the world, of man, and of, especially of history, that all of this comes, Kulei Yisrael Shemayim, the Kulei Apriva Meitiv, that's what we say when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Rukin Hashem Echad. Christ knows it in the Kabbalah Ha'asina, and that's our battle plan. That's what we live by, and that's what we die by. That's what we get up in the morning, that's how we go to sleep. But a yid is all about is the capability of facing the confusion of the world, the Toiv Me'ah, all of the things starting, and say it's all able to do in time. And how am I supposed to know how to put it all together? It's very complicated. How am I supposed to deal with all of this? Here I have to love you, here I have to kill you. If you tell me love everybody, I hear. Say, kill people if you can get something out of that here. If these people kill, that people love, that. How am I supposed to know what to do? The only way to know what to do, and not to make mistakes can be from either extreme. In any case, that's what that is all about. And this is on all levels, but the higher you go up the totem pole, the more exact are the requirements that you stay directly defined. On lower levels, if a person doesn't know why he's being a nice guy to his friend, and he's not quite sure why he can't play a little white lie in business, but the little birdie inside him sort of wrote that, knock it down, it doesn't sound good to me. Even if Chas V'Shalom made a mistake, which could be, he didn't do anything terrible. He's trying to be a tzaddik. Generally, he went that way, and said, little white lie, better not, generally you'll do the right thing. On the level of being a tzaddik, since it's an area of shus, if it's not a clear issuing, so you have the capability to go which way you want, and you can have run around which way you want. But on the level of a chosid, where a person, so Sharon explained, chosid, what was explained, the state of a chosid is that all actions, every activity, the whole affair that way, there's no more rishus. Every activity that a person does is either going to be a year and it's, so they can't go by that feelings and say, well, it looks to me that this is something good. Either at this level, it's a yourself a tzaddik, but if you want to do a ma'aseh chasidus, then you have to have a psak, a pidin, mitayur, to know that this is the right thing to do. And here, you have to move out to the shaloi, midin the chasidus, and here, kol tam l'chokon she'ino, meitim v'noite kemocha, which is in the book of chasidus. Okay? Doesn't sound, that's not the real advice guy, that's not the normal picture of it. The Torah requires you not to be nice to them, you can't be a nice guy. Even if you have a personality, he's a nice guy. If you call me Shalom and make him right to you, and offer us any time, don't qualify. Why? So you just want to be a nice guy because that's your teva? And keep the tzaddikim the lower level. And we say, if you show me Shalom, you're not going to do anything. We say, but you want to do beyond the call of duty. You want to be what's called Hasidus. Then you have to know what you're doing. It has to come to Chokhmah Rabbah, like this is Ron says. It has to have a code. This is a Shoyushev book. In practicalities, there are sometimes exceptions. For example, I could have a great-grandfather or a great-grandrebbe who did know. But I don't know. But he decided, for whatever reason, he decided that this particular Hoga that he knows will come from the Torah, he's going to teach for the Klal, or for his children, to teach to their children. Even though those children are not going to know why. That's all right. That's kosher. Yeah, that's Messiah's Ovis. That's Shmav. The new rules are Rechav of the Tish Teresi Necho. The Chazal speak about the Amin Hogi of Klai Yisrael. The Hogi of Klai Yisrael. The Chomin Hogi of Sol Kli Yishayim. And even if the right now, a person doesn't know where it's coming from, but he knows that it's Messiah, a kosher Messiah, a proper Messiah. It comes from his Ovis of his Bain. So that's kosher. And he's just an extension of the Hasidus, of whoever the Chassid was, the forefather of whoever was, that term of the initiative. That's kosher. Not only kosher, is for the whole Parshan Yirmiyah, as a special Avos Hashem, the Bein Shah, a special Av for those who are shomer such Messiahs. But that's not the Ikim Mahalik called Hasidus, that's not the purpose. There may be other exceptions, and therefore don't go turn yourself around and point and fingers at things not so quickly. When it comes to the Maisa, don't point fingers anywhere. I tell you about the sugya was speaking about very, very the kids. Well, there are many aspects of it. When it comes out of Allah, the Maisa, don't go pointing fingers at anybody. But if you go to initiate, then you can't win yourself Kabbalah. Then initiate yourself on Hogra that you want to do recurrence of Ayyus Hashem. You say to all the Yishayim, different places speak about it, that Avodas Hashem, Tikkun Amidos, have to be up to Torah. All of the Avodah the person does has to be up to Torah. It's not good enough just the ends, you also have to have the means have to be up to Torah. Because if the means are up to Torah, then the ends are not going to accomplish that. They'll end up somewhere else. This is the higher form that since we're very distant from it, we don't generally bring up new analogies, not for ourselves, and saying that people are out there, how that we will try to accomplish what we know we have responsibilities to do, and this is not the subject that we're daily involved in. once in a while for one way or the other, especially with the sample that was here, so sometimes the copy of it. He has a Mercedes, but you don't. But that looks old, well, it looks become a British temple or something special if you do like that. Also, I want to do that too. Slow. Take it slow. Then take it slow. Because then it's your initiative, you better know what you do. There are times that you can plug into a tree, but that's a whole story. It's not so easy. But it's certainly not pick and choose. If I'll pick one here, and I'll do like this. On this thing, I do like this, people in this room, but that neighbor, that's my uncle, and this like over here. And they go, yeah, I don't know anything about doing any of them. It's just all things that look very nice. So you're creating your own religion. You're creating your own religion. That's true. Much better than you shouldn't be doing those things. Again, especially I have to emphasize Pastor Shaw, not talking about the question is often called, the question Oi, from called Mini Kisrael from the series, either from ready to Talmud or from parent to child. Those are the one that I have. Because you're nice. It's not what you tell me to put in some agenda. Even if a person has a whole, friends like that, relatives like that, that have the whole books of instruction manuals that have been passed down 7, 8, 9, 10 generations. And all kinds of things, they know where it came from and what it's all about. And they have to keep reminding themselves that, yeah, I have to do like this and I have to do like that and what it's all about. But sometimes a person can get confused to the point that's not realizing that's relationship to Shulchan, that relationship to what real his own ability is all about. And the Hanami, he has no right without Shalos Chochan. He's a heter. Sometimes if it's so overcompensating to him and so not fitting to him that it's getting in the way of his own ability, then he has to go to a Chochan and be not a neder to evolve. But even if he's not doing that, until he does that, and he has a responsibility to follow all of those things, then he has to get confused, cannot get confused between that and his own responsibilities. One direct responsibilities, or his abilities are shown according to his maturity. So, these are, in the most part, very, very theoretical for us. That sounds, I hear a nice philosophical discussion. We don't see the direct application to ourselves, or I'm not quite sure who refers to following. Seeing a person is not, it's not an everyday thing. It's not supposed to be an everyday thing. It's not made for everybody. And, here we hear strongly how distant it is from us. But there's a side that is coming here that we're going to try to derail a little bit. In order to realize to what degree this is negeya on everything that we do, even things that there's no question about, the tefillin that we wear in the morning, the Shabbos that we keep, and everything that we do. Westerners, especially, have a package, different concepts, and predetermined attitudes to different activities and the way they go. Western society being based on Christianity, being based on wolf Christianity, it's wolf. Okay? It comes from Yiddish right, somewhere down the line, but it's been a long way. And we've been under this for many, many years. We have to know that it's made inroads into our thinking, into our heart, and especially the areas that we haven't discussed and haven't clarified ourselves. There are things that are unclear. Most people that haven't spent time degrayizing themselves, from de-assimilating. Pulling out the good and putting on a table, calling his name, and throwing him out the window. Right? Have very basic, graver concepts that determine basic attitudes. And I try to get clear that they're learning and fit it into these attitudes, and things don't work out so well. Get your hammer and your chisel and stuff, I guess. We're going to concentrate right now on one of these most basic things, the subject of the night, which is cleaning the Torah. and to see, just be honest with ourselves, to put things on the table, and see what's all about.
What happened?
So there are two common place answers. Two
autocorrect.
Why should I learn to tell you? Two reasons. One is because Luma has lessons.
Then I can learn, I don't know what to do.
Which is true to a certain degree and not true to a certain degree, because I know what to do with my daddy told me. My daddy told me, I learned when I was younger, I already know. But apathy came in the broader sense, it's definitely true that a person cannot rely on all of that, and a person who relied on all of that and doesn't learn will not know what to do in many different cases, and behavior, their ices, and their abundance of even while small, all drawing shall again the homuri homuris, come a Shabbos, a leader, a fool. Cashes. The person's not the material thing, but his last is in a very soft situation. They want it. Difficult. And the second answer is I have to be lame because just like I have to put on the throne, because the Bernishan says I have to put on the throne. So the Bernishan says, so you have to learn for it. It's a mitzvah. So the reason why you have to learn for it is because it's a mitzvah. So he's going to make the problems wrong because of this. Both of these answers are true. All questions. Unquestionably, they're true. But, when chas v'sholem, a person feels that that's the sum total of what learning Torah is all about in this kind. And you can put on a little collar, white collar, and call himself a priest. As he has no sort of clout on what essence of Yiddishkeit is all. No, even though he's shame at diagnosis, including language terror. Advar Me'ilah and Kol Kach Shoshim are so basic to the essence of what Yiddishkeit is all about. Well, we have to put it on the table, we have to deal with it, we have to discuss it, clarify it, and come to some degree of understanding of that. There's another Gemara, which is still not the end of the story, but certainly will help us get out of being priests. We were a step closer. The interesting Gemara, the Gemara in Kedushin says, bottom line is, Eruv, or Eruv, said in Sukkim and Eruv, that the Etzem, he can be part of the Eruv. Eruv, so again, Bikish Lifter is Kola Yemenadi. What? And then the family, I believe, is going to use a pasta, maybe make a mistake, or the whole thing, I'd learn nothing. And the basic formalization is that the Revelation gave us a situation that's a normal situation. The world, the chumnius of the world, the difficulties of the world, the tzaras of the world, the chumnius of our goof, the tyrus, the yitzahara, the whole package that we're given, we don't have a chance. So he created it. This is what he wanted. This is his he wanted it. He created it. We didn't make this world. He did. And the motion made it. So it's on his account. He made me a Balguf. He made me a Bal Yitzhar. So let him take a chance. So he wanted with this to take the whole of Christ, of all of theirs, all of the heroes who are on the world, and put on a motion. And the Lord says that the Etzim is right. But is it? This Be'etzim, it's not that he has the whole story all wrong. He has the whole story all right. But there's a catch. Eino Chanami, if a person goes out there on his own, it's Eino Yochel. The Yitzhar is stronger than us, the person has no chance. But the Gemara Kedushin says, Barosu Yitzhar, Barosu Tereka. Barosu, to a father, who gave his child a major spanking, seems beyond the legal business in the general picture. To the point that there's a wound, damage, that could endanger the very health of the child. But the father also put a special medicine pack on the child, which will take care of the problem to the point that he doesn't have to worry about it at all. He can eat whatever he wants, drink whatever he wants. What he says, he can wash, cold, hot, and move no more. As long as he keeps the pack. But if he takes the pack off, basically he's not going to make a difference. Which naturalist he goes to, he's had it. That's the marshal, the father is the Ben Yishon, the Mach is the Yitzhak. The Ben is Klai Yisrael, And the medicine pack is Rosita. This is a broad subject, which we're not going to go into in great detail tonight. But it becomes detailed. We'll just give two examples. One example is Visosalanto. Visosalanto says that there is a specific penicillin for every avail or lack of mitzvah that a person has a problem with. They have a problem with the area of mitzvah. For a particular avail, that's not always your problem. So it's stopless paradise. Any avail that a person has a problem with. If he'll learn the Torah, the Divrei Torah, according to his level, the Balmik, on the level of Balmik, the Balmishnah, the Balmishnah, each person at his level, there's personal penicillin for all of the different particular ills of the Yitzhar in the Divrei Torah of that. And therefore, not only does a person have to learn Hilchos Shabbos, nor because others will make a mistake in the Chal Shabbos, because he thought it was Mutter when he thought so. But the Yetzirah, which he may have after two Mechal Shabbos, the Shege, going to Mutter Ben Kol. If we're not going to have the Verosi Toya Tavza, Kashmir Shabbos, I think we may have a Shabbos, then we're not going to have it. You're not going to be proud. Because it is the Yetzirah, and he does his job. He hasn't taken a day off. And the same thing with each aspect of Torah. There's also the clock. Verosi Yetzirah, Verosi Torah. That any area of Torah is a general, the Asik of Lumah Torah is a general vitamin, a general penicillin, that does away with the Yetzirah of books. The person is accomplished, not to what we're talking about in the Mishnah, but the Emes, Kaveitim Torah. And this is Bartik Manusi, you can look around you and you can see. Those Jews that are conveyed from the Torah on a daily basis, seriously, as an ikr, not the agents of Zionists, another religious act. They see it as part of the essence of their existence. They don't give it up so easily. They don't give it up easily at all. They conveyed from the Torah with mesmerists. They knock it in with their nails. And it doesn't move so quickly. They have to give up a shira and say that they make it up. Because it's part of their existence. Two people have the same job, the same problems, the same everything. One does this, one does it. You'll see in every aspect of the Yiddishkeit two different worlds. Even things that seem to be basic personality problems, morality problems, all kinds of very simple problems. Binom Chaveh problems, wrong bias problems, everything, the whole two different worlds. There are many places where this is more systemized, where Hashem had the will, Hashem to do his job, that they should be available for every year. His area of the basic, to the Torah on a daily basis, this is his daily immune shot in the Yitzhar. And if a person looks over a period of time, between the people who take their immune shots and those who don't. You see that these people are going around healthy with red cheeks. Those people are going around looking like they can't leave alone in the hospital. You can go down any block that you want and look around and you can find yourself plenty of hospitals. This is a major turning point. Rosh Hashanah is a very powerful and you're going to survive and blossom in all areas of life. If you don't, you do not have a chance. Simple Nakuda. Eve Kara signed on it, the Gemara double co-signed it, and the Ben Shem triple signed it and said that's it for the end. You don't have a chance. Or else you can mention both the Yitzhar and the Yitzhar. Yes, well done, well done. Older than that. The Yitzhar doesn't sleep, doesn't take days off, new tricks every day. That didn't work with Kara. Another one is like a fly. He comes with the same one time after time. You chase them away, that's one another. I'm finished with you, now come on, he's back again. As soon as you're not looking, he's... Yes. You were there. What are you doing? Did you learn today? You didn't learn today. I got you. Mm-hmm. Go do this. Are you going to tell you anything? I'm your boss. When I tell you, jump. Yeah, want to see? Jump. And the guy jumps.
Yesterday you told me to jump in, but you jump.
Yesterday you had the package. I had the medical pack. I can't stop.
No medical pack? Ha ha ha.
Become the leash?
I said, Bill,
you go.
You know, I have a choice.
Oh, phew.
So then you want to come up to Shemayim and say,
what do you want from me?
You put on the leash and I have no choice.
So, yeah, because
across the
third time.
This is not the level of Torah that the mission is talking about. This is the level of Torah. The rest of it's a horror verse to Tavlin. There's no such thing in English.
And the
so, on a simple level, it sounds like medicine man.
It works on that level.
A person doesn't have to have any further knowledge or understanding of how it works. As long as he knows that it works, make sure.
Get sure he gets his shot.
Get his shot, and he's alright.
But he patterns the washing out himself, but
chances are he's gonna make it. The Yitzhahara starts off the demo. Agav is one of the reasons why it's been a mini yourself. There are many days that the day is started and ended with the creation of the Torah. Praising the Torah, Christ was moon, because then it says the Chiyuk is twice a day, one by night. And the meaning of Christ was to put it together with the Shachris and the Mitzvah. Like either before Shachris, directly after Shachris, to have one creation of the Torah, to start the day with the medicine chat, and before middle of Minka Mayav or after Mayav, to end the day with the second medicine chat, the second the booster chat. Then a person gets up in the morning and waits till 7 o'clock in the afternoon, the evening, until he gets his booster chat. A lot can happen until it happens. Am I, you got 7 o'clock yesterday?
Yeah, I'm not saying this.
But if you get your first and ten in the morning, you start off with that, you're way ahead of the game. Way ahead of the game. And then that communion is in so many areas, it's simply totally unrelated. I was learning nicer on it. What difference does it have to do with my business? What does it have to do with my eyes, my mouth? What does it have to do with my Shabbos? On this level, there's no necessity of knowing how it works. Now, trust him. The Hashem told us, listen, I made you, I made the Yitzhar, and I made the Torah. But I tell you, that's the way it works. The Ragin ben Olam Asher. A person goes in to in the old days, doctors made the medicine, specific medicine for each individual patient. And there was a direct relationship between the particular patient and the particular medicine. And therefore, medicine, every doctor had his own pharmacy. And the bigger the doctor, the bigger the pharmacy, the more complex were the creations, the more particular that we were able to get in each individual need. So as a person, I'm rather a neighbor, or as I say, a great, very great doctor. Big pharmacy. But he had to go away. He wasn't here one day. So a little guy came in and said, he said, I see that this guy made a lot of money. He got paid for this. All because of this, all these sort of things here. People come in and they start giving out different medicines. All the same thing. I'll go in there, I'll copy down things up, and I'll start giving out medicines. So, obviously, if a person doesn't have understanding